Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Welcome! Shout out podcast, it's your host, Angel! That's my Angel! That's my Angel! Yes, Angel! happy Friday! Happy Friday, so I told you guys on the amazing, wonderful Friday. Also, I want to say, happy birthday to you! So happy birthday, happy birthday today. Hope you guys have an amazing birthday. Also, happy birthday, happy birthday Saturday and Sunday. Happy birthday to you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday. Also, I know today is Friday. I know everybody excited today is Friday because, you know, tomorrow is Saturday and Sunday is on the weekend. Everybody probably off or got to work them days. But, hey, it's the weekend, baby. Also, I know kids already get out of school. I know people getting off work, people going to school, people going to work. But, yeah. Happy Friday. But today, of course, we're going to talk about the NBA. Also, this is a good topic. We're going to talk about, should you go for sex on the first night? Like, is you going to go for sex on the first night? That's going to be a good topic. But first...
Ooh-wee.
That'll be good. But, of course, I got my co-host, Mari TV, in the building.
You know it's your boy Mari TV, boy, coming back with some hot stuff to talk about. Should y'all let your partner get it good on first night, first date? Yeah. We got to know what we buy, we got to know what we try.
Yeah, we got to talk about it. But first, let's talk about the NBA, of course. We're about the Celtics and the Sun. Like it was a good game, of course, Celtics 127-112. They had the Wizards versus the Rockets. It could be an either-or game, like any other team can win it. Wizards had 119 to Rock 135. Good game. You have the Clippers and the Bulls. Of course, Clippers swept the Bulls because, you know, they only face each other twice in the season. So the Clippers won 126 to Bulls 111. They had the 76ers and the Bucks. This game was fun. Have you seen Patrick Beverly bounce the ball, ball? And he threw it to his former teammate, and the former teammate just threw it, like, you know, he walked away and threw it, and then the dude threw it back on the court. It was funny. So, you know, Pat Bev got some ice Monty towards the 76ers. So,
you know, Pat Bev gonna talk his shit. Pat Bev gonna do what he gonna do. Pat was my boy from the Chi-Town. Pat Bev, he be doing his thing. You know, we play with heart. We don't play with no softball. We play with hardball.
But of course, you know, Giannis did get ejected in this game. But of course, Bucks, of course, 114-76-105. Then Dallas versus OKC. You know, this game is gonna be good. You know, this game will be very interesting. But Dallas, of course, lost 119-OKC 126. They had New York versus Trailblazers. It could go either way. Of course, New York will win 105-Trailblazers 93. Good game. It was a good game. Good games yesterday. But tonight, of course, it's a lot of games. You got the Lake Heat versus Detroit 6 p.m. They got the Sun versus the Hornets 6 p.m. They got Orlando versus Raptors 6:30 p.m. They got the Clippers versus the Pel 7 p.m. They got the Nuggets and the Spurs. Now this game will be good. No, you got the Joker. It's gonna be Biombo, so that's okay. It'll be good. They play Celtics versus the Jazz. 8:30 p.m. So that game will be good. Very, very good. Very interesting. I can't wait to see. Then you got the Cavs. The Cavs versus the Rockets 4 p.m. tomorrow. Then you got the Knicks versus the Minnesota at 6 p.m. Then you got the Hornets versus 76 at 6 p.m. Then you got the Trailblazers versus the Pel at 6 p.m. Then you got the Wizards versus the Bulls at 7 p.m. Then you got the OKC versus Druids at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Then you got the Warriors and Lakers. You know, this game will be good. Lakers versus the Warriors. You know, this game will be good. They play at 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow. Then you got Timberwolves versus the Jazz 8:30 p.m. Then you got New York versus Kings at 9 p.m. tomorrow. Then Sunday game. Man, Sunday game's going to be good. You got Suns versus the Bucks at 12 p.m. Then you got the Heat versus Detroit at 2 p.m. They got the Nuggets versus the Dallas at 2:30 p.m. They got the Raptors versus Orlando at 5 p.m. They got Celtics and the Wizards at 5 p.m. And then got Brooks versus Spurs at 6 p.m. Then got the Hawks versus the Club at 8:30 p.m. It's some games. It's some games this weekend. Of course, you know, this is the second half of the season. It's never over with. It's going to be fun. It's going to be very, very fun. I can't wait. But understanding, of course, the Celtics, of course, placed the clutch the playoff spot. And, of course, they don't clutch the first seed. Celtics number one, Bucks number two, Cavs, New York, Orlando, Indiana, 76ers, Heat, Bulls, Hawks, Nets, Raptors, Hornets, Detroit, Wizards. Like I said, between the Detroit and the Wizards, 8 of the 10 can end up in the 14th seed or the 15th seed in the end of the season. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. It's going to be grit and grind and, you know, in a season. The West, like I said, the West is challenged. The West is challenged. I'm going to slap their head. Who are you talking about? Welcome back to Shatire Pie Podcast. This is my host, your host, Steelhead. Angel! Yes, Angel, Steel. I'm sorry for what happened. Yes, my whole co-host, something happened. You're hearing a thing. So, yes, my apology. But, yes, like I said, we was talking about the West. We was talking about the West, how OKC number one, Nuggets number two, Timberwolves number three, fourth, Clippers, Pale, Kings, Suns, Dallas, Lakers, Warriors, Rockets, Jazz, Grizzly, Trailblazers, Spurs. You know, we saw the West. You know, we was back into the West. Then, you know, something happened. Can't get off real quick. Something happened. My apology. You don't hear it. But my apology. But it was good. Like I said, the West is challenging. It's challenging. It's difficult. A lot of the stuff gonna happen in the West. You know. You never know who's going to end up the number one seed. You don't never know who's going to end up to the number two seed. Third, fourth. You don't know because the West is so challenging and it's good. You know, it's good basketball. Well, East, yeah, it's good basketball, but like the West is like more and more challenging. Like every team, so team not, every team not going to lay down for you. Every team going to give them their 50% chance. You know, they all into this game. So it's going to be challenging. You know how they up, they down, but the West is challenging because you never know who's going to make it to the playoff, who's going to make them play in, who's going to be the first seed. So that's the beauty of it, you know. That's the beauty of basketball, you know. That's the beauty of basketball. I'm really enjoying it, you know. Teams, you know, how they're low, they're middle, they're high, you know. And also, you know, teams are getting back healthy. And some teams are, you know, getting injured. Then some teams are back getting fully recovery. So it's challenging. It's challenging. I'm excited about it. It's more basketball. Second half of the season is still going on. I really, really, really is enjoying the second half of the season. Man, I'm having fun, you know, enjoying it because you never know who's going to, in like the West, you never know who's going to be the number one seed. So that's the beauty of it. The West is challenging and harder. So, yeah. Now let's move on to should you go for like 4 sets on the first date, the first night. My opinion, I say no. That's my opinion. I don't know, you know, why I say that. Cause you know that's your crush. You're going on a date with your crush. You know you had a crush. You know you had a date. You know you had. Yeah, you know, you love your crush. You love your date. You love it all. So I say no. I'm not doing it on the first night. I'm not doing. But I know I understand. You know some people like yeah I would do it. I would have sex on the first night. But for me personally, I would not because I want to get to know the person. You got down the line, I got to get to know you first. You know, got to get to know you first more and more and more deep and have this deep, deep conversation. It's like that with you. Like, you know, some people do have, you know, got sneaky links. You know, some people got, you know, one night stand, stuff like that. But like, you got a crush on that person. Like, you got to really, really like a crush on that person. And you like that person, I will say nah. Like, I will not do that. Like, because I want to get to know you, like, more. I want to get to know your ins and outs. Also, I want to know the, like, the body, like, your body language. So, like, that. Like, I'm not only one, but I'm going to tell you how it is and stuff like that. But, you know, some people's already like, nah. Some people, you got people in the middle say, they say, yeah, and you got some people say, Yeah, we having sex on the first night. We had sex on the first day. Some people say no, we don't have had sex on the first day. You get to know the person, and that's not, some people like, that's not in my intention to have sex on the first date, the first night. You know, some people wait it out, make sure it's the right person. You know, some people wait through the marriage, whatever. But I don't know if you got, should you go for sex on the first date or the first night? Taking the first, when your first day and the first night, so what you go for? But some people say yeah, some people say nah. But for me personally, I would not do it. I got sneaky things. You got one night stands. Yeah, I did a one night stand with somebody. Did that before, but not like a crush, the first night stand, yeah, did that with somebody. I'm not saying their name, so don't worry about it. Just know I did it before. I'm still young, but you're learning, growing. But it was like I knew the person, like I really did knew the person. It's like that. And you always cool with vibing. It was like a drunk night. We did it. I said a drunk night. It was a drunk night. I did it. So yeah, I did it before, like one night stand, drunk night before the drunk. We did it, and we had fun. But yeah, I did it first night. Yeah, I did it first night. But that's like a hookup. It's not like, I don't care that's the first night, because that was a hookup. Like, it was like a hookup. Like, it was not planned on that. Both of us was, drunk. He's bringing New Year. Yeah, it was New Year's. I don't remember the day. Yeah, it was New Year's. We was bringing New Year's in with each other. And things happen, Things happen. It's me and this person cool. Yeah, I say, hey, what up? Just poop. Did both of us move on? Yeah, we moved on. Do that person got a kid? Yeah, that person got a kid. But all I'm saying is that, like, things happen, things do happen, but it's still, lovey-dovey, so like that. But I'm like, if that's like your crush, you're your crush, going out first date and stuff like that, and no, I'm not gonna do that. Like, if that's my crush, I'm like, nah, I'm not gonna do that. But if, like, a hookup, one night stand, I did that before, but like, I'm talking about like a crush, like your crush, like this is like your partner, like now y'all like in a relationship, like boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, me, that was, I'm not doing it. We gotta get to know each other, I'll say your body language, how the date been, so like that. So I'll say, nah, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing it. Some people probably is, some probably people not. But for me, I say that don't count. Cause that was like a hookup. Like, it was a hookup. And we both was intoxicated. It was New Year. We New Year's then. New Year's going to start our New Year, right? I was young. I was in high school. It was high school when I did that. So I have fun, I have fun with it, you're intoxicated, something like that. But I was like a hookup, I was a hookup. Some people do got no stinking links, what they call, screw my name, but fuck buddies, they got that. But I'm probably like in a relationship, wise, or your crush wise, like, block out the, take out the sneaky link, your fuck buddy, whatever. Take that out and let me know. Should you go for sex on the first night, like the first date, whatever? Will you do it? Will you not? Like I said, I did a hookup, but personally, I would not do it like on the first date. I'm not even thinking about that. I might think about like how we build, how our next date will go and stuff like that. Our next date. I feel like some people do wait it out. Like before, like marriage. I mean, get married. get married and have sex. Some people wait like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 dates and do it. Or the second night, they probably do it. The third night, they probably do it. 4th, 5th, 6th. However many days that you dates y'all go on and get to know each other, then you guys did it. But for me personally, that don't count. I feel like that don't count. But, you know, for me, nah, I would not do it. Like, on a first date, nah, I would not do it. It's like, because, you know, I got, like, respect. You know, I got respect. And I'm not even thinking about that. I'm thinking about the next date. I'm thinking about how can we build something. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about, you know. Some people, you know, they might probably think about, yeah, I'm getting laid tonight. I know I'm getting laid tonight, so I gotta get my hair. I know we gonna hit off Friday night, so I know we about to do it and not the first day when I first see that bird. You know, people always, you know, dress, they, you know, look beautiful, look handsome, whatever. But for me, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing it. You know, I enjoy it. You know, I gotta really, really enjoy it. Like, I gotta get to know you. Why do it? It's not like a hookup. We're not hooking up. But it's not like a, you know, sneakerling or my fucking buddy. Whatever. No, we gotta, you know, we gotta know each other first. We gotta know each other first and understand each other first. But let me know. Should you have sex on the first night? Like, let me know. Comment. DM us. DM. Email us. Whatever you gotta do, or tweet. Because I don't know. I don't know you guys' opinion. But like I said, some people probably in the middle. People like, yeah, and not. Some people like, yeah. Some people like, yeah, we should do it. That's what I think. We should do it. Some people like, no, we're not going to do it because I got to get to know you. Such, such, such. But for me, personally, like I said, I'm in the middle. But I was like, nah. But I don't know. Like, I'm not sure if this counts. Because it was like, I was young, like, I was in high school when that happened. Like, it was, like, New Year. Yeah, it was New Year. And it just happened to me and that person with a talkies. Like, we were drunk that day. Like, man, we were having fun. Blast. And I remember that day, like, back of my head. Like, I really do remember that day. And did that person, like, move on? Yes. Did I move on? Yes. If we see each other, we say hi. And, you know, have a little conversation probably here and there. Or, well, just say, hey, bye. And move on what I did. Move on with our life. But I don't think that's counting, though. Because we ain't going on no date. We knew each other. Like I said, we knew each other. But it just happened in a moment. Like, when you have a moment, it's happened in a moment. Like, it happened. Like, it really been a moment. It just happened. Like, wow. And I told my cousin, he's like, you lying. I'm like, yeah, we know. You tell your cousin, your people, they're like, you lying. I showed my daddy. We should talk about daddy. But it's like, that, I feel like that don't count, though. That don't count, because technically I was not the first night, first date when we met each other. It was like down, like, it was building up. See each other, say hey, smiling, stuff like that. But it was like, we were both intoxicated. Like, we both were drunk. It was like that type of, you know, that. So, I don't know. So, let me know. But, like I said, I hope you guys enjoy, you guys. Rest, guys. Friday, let's also enjoy you guys. Sunday, Saturday. Enjoy. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to YouTube channel. Of course, follow us on Wisdom. Make sure you tell a friend about Shaitan Empire. We talk about everything you want to talk about. We don't talk about it. Also, make sure you tell a friend about us. Make sure you check out season 1, season 2, season 3. We're still in season 4. Check out Season, Straight Time Empire. Good content. Good episodes on every season. But I want to know. No, I really, really do want to know. Should you go for sex on the first date? No. Is you going for it or you not? Like I know people in the middle. Some people are in the middle. Some people like, yeah, I'm gonna go for it. Some people like, nah, I'm not gonna go for it. But you know, some people are in the middle. Some people like really are in the middle. And some people like, nah. Some people are like, yeah. Like, hell yeah. She might be like, hell yeah, I'm going for it. You know, like if she like your crush, like. It's like or you're in a relationship, you know, in a relationship. Y'all start out, you know, being in a relationship, right? Go on your first day in my relationship, it's like that, and boom, it just happened. And not boom, it just happened, like, and it happened. Sometimes it do happen, sometimes it don't happen, but it's just like, let me know what guys think. I wanna know. Anybody can comment, but. I want to know. I really do want to know. But sorry. My apology, you know, for this episode. Sorry something happened. You guys will hear it. But my apology. Something did really, 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 really did happen. Something really, really did happen. My apology. You're going to hear it. Like I said, this episode is not like this podcast uncut. You're going to hear everything. You'll hear everything. So. Let me know. I want to know what you guys think. I really do want to know what you guys think. I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. So happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Hope you guys have an amazing, amazing, wonderful, wonderful birthday. Enjoy your guys' birthday. Enjoy your guys' birthday tomorrow, Saturday. Happy birthday to you. Every birthday is Sunday. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy you guys' birthday. Enjoy you guys' weekend. Enjoy. Also, be safe. You know, some people are on spring break, kids. Some people are on spring break. Enjoy you guys' spring break. Be safe. Enjoy your life. You know, enjoy your life, period, and be safe. I always say this. I know people, God for yourself first. It's never in a relationship with no kids. Love you guys so. That's real. God for your kid first, self first. Shout out to everyone. Single parent out there, doing y'all big one. Shout out to everyone, period. God for your kid first, self first. Never. Shout out to parent. Ha ho. You know, doing y'all big one. Raising the kid. God for yourself first. God for yourself. Shout out to everyone. Single, no kids, love, no. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to everyone, period. Shout out. Love. Man, from go. Oh, take a deep breath in. Let it out. Take a breath in. Let it out. Man, shout out to everyone overseas. Love you guys so much. Shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love you guys so much. Love you guys around the world. Love everyone. You know, love. I always say this, if nobody love you, have a wonderful rest of you guys' day. Peace and love.
We love you guys on the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Chi-Town Empire Show. We love you guys, we gone.